Today's daf is Vachim Daf Lamed Gimel, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. So this morning we began the third perek in Masechtas Vachim Perek Kol HaPsulin, which began with the halacha that Kol HaPsulin Sheshachtu Shchitason Ksheira. And the Gemara digressed from that topic into a halacha of Bia B'mikzah Shmabia or Bia B'mikzah Loi Shmabia. We know a Tomei is not allowed to enter certain machanos. Machne Levia, Machne Shechina, the Azara, the Harabayas. The question is, what if the Tomei doesn't enter with his entire body? It's a Bia B'mikzah. He sticks his hand in, his foot in, his head in. Is that considered a Bia so that he's over the iser of entering the Makam HaMikdash, or is it not? So the Gemara brought a memra, Amarula Amar Ishlakish, Tomei Sheikhin Siyadi Lefnim, like a Tomei who stuck his hand into the Makam HaZara, is Chayav Malkish, Shinema Bechol Kodesh Loi Siga, Ve'ala Mikdash Loi Savai, Makish Bi'ali Nagi, Ma Nagi B'mikdash Ma Nagi, just like when a Tomei touches Kachim, he's over the lav of Bechol Kodesh Loi Siga, even if he doesn't smother it with his entire body, if he touches it with his hand, B'mikdash, it's considered Nagi, so too, B'mikdash Loi Shmabi. And the Gemara asked a convoluted question. Maras Takasha from the Metzaira Shechol Shmini Shaloi Liyos Be'erva Pesach. So the Metzaira did everything he needed to do for his Tahira. It's now the eighth day. The last thing he needs to do is he has to bring Karbonos. He's going to have to stand in Shan Niknar, stick his thumbs into the Azara. The Kohen is going to have to complete the Tahira. At that point, he's going to be taught. It just so happens the eighth day fell out on Erev Pesach. It's his good fortune because Erev Pesach, a Yid, has a chiyuv to bring a carbon Pesach. If he would be Tomei on Erev Pesach, he would have to bring the Pesach Sheni. So, it's okay. The Metzaira is able to do what he needs to do. He becomes Tahar in the morning, and then Bein Arbaim, he brings the carbon Pesach, at night he eats the carbon Pesach. Everything is wonderful. What happened was, this Yid was raw carry that day. And then he went to the mikvah, but he's still a Tful Yoyim de carry. And a Tful Yoyim de carry is not allowed to enter Machna Levia. A Tful Yoyim de carry is not allowed to enter the Azara. So, now, he has an issue, because how is he going to go through the Seder Tahira of Metzaira? Out Metzaira, there's no problem. Why not? Because the Torah said that a Metzaira is allowed to do what he needs to do. But this new issue, the fact that he's a Tful Yoyim Dekari, is going to pose a problem. So the Gemara says, Amru Chachamim, that even though ordinarily it would be a problem, over here it's okay, because Yoveh Aseh Sheyesh Baikaris, that's the Aseh of Karban Pesach, V'yidcha Aseh Sheyim Baikaris. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, Bishloima, if the only violation of a Tamei entering the Mokim Mikdash by a Mitzayra is the fact that he's entering the Harabayas. So for Tful Yoyim to carry to enter the Harabayas is an Aseh She'en Baikaris. So it makes sense. Yoveh Aseh She'yesh Baikaris V'yitcha Aseh She'en Baikaris. But if you hold Bia B'mikzah Shmabia, so every Mitzayra is not only entering Harabayas, Machne Levia, he's also entering Machne Shechina when he sticks his Bahoinois into the Makam Azara. And that's already Aseh Sheyesh Baikaris. So how then do we say that let the Aseh of Pesach be Doichad Aseh of Balkari? The Aseh of Balkari is the same Aseh Sheyesh Baikaris as the Aseh of Pesach. Elamai must be the Mikzas Loish Mabir. So the only Isser that the Tful Yoyim Dekari would be doing is entering the Halabayas. Machne Levia, that's not an Aseh Sheyesh Baikaris. But the Gemara said it's not a Kasha because Shani Mitzayra, Hoyova Hutul Tzerati, Hutul Kiri, because it's a Svara of Hoyova Ishtari Ishtari. What does that mean? It means that Enechanami, ordinarily a Tful Yoyim Dekari shouldn't be allowed to do this Bia B'Mikzas. But being that a Mitzayra is also not allowed to do the Bia B'Mikzas, and the Torah was matured for the Mitzayra, so we say a Svara. Once the Torah was matured for the Mitzayra, the Torah was matured for the Balkari as well. Either way, the Gemara picks up now on that note, on the Svara of Hoyova Ishtari Ishtari. Amar Rav Yosef said, Kosovar Ula, now that Ula holds of the Svara, Hoyova Ishtari Ishtari, again, being that the Torah was matter, the matan bahinas for the Mitzayra, despite the fact that Bia B'mikzah Shmabia, so the Torah was matter, and even for the Tful Yoyim Dekari, Ruban Zav, whoa, the Rav Kal Yisrael was a Zav, and Asu Tmei Mesim, and afterwards Rav Kal Yisrael became Tomei Mes, Hayova Hutchul Tumas, being that there's a Lach of Tumah Hutchul Betzibur with regards to the Isser Tumah, Hutchul Zivas, and you're going to have it regarding the Isser Ziva as well. So we know the halach of Tumah Hutchul Betzibur. What does that mean? That means if Rav of Kal Yisrael, or if Rav of the Kayhanim, but in the classic example, if Rav of Kal Yisrael became Tomei Mes, even though ordinarily a carbon can't be Karev B'Tumah, in this case, Tumah Hutchul Betzibur, Tumah. We'll see more about that in a minute, but the carbon's allowed to be brought. But that halacha was only said regarding Tumas Meis. It's Xeris HaKasa. Other Tumas, that was the Chachmei Darim one of the more complicated daf earlier in the Masechta, the Ziknei Darim, where there's an idea that it's only true for Tumas Meis, it's not true for another Tum. Meaning, if Rav of Klal Yisrael would be Tomei Tumas Zav, just so happened, you wouldn't have the halacha of Tumah Hutra Betzivah. But Rav Yosef said, if there's a svar of Hayol the Ishtari, then maybe you could say that if Rav of Klal Yisrael became Tomei Tumas Zav, and then afterwards they became Tumas Meis, say Hayol the Ishtari, Tumah Hutra Betzivah on the Tumas Meis, say Hayol the Ishtari as well on the Tumas Zav. Amalei Abaya, Abaya said, Mi Dami, Tumah Ishtaroi, Ziva Lo Ishtaroi. When they say Hayol v'ishtari ishtari, if the thing that the Torah was matter came first, then you could say Hayol v'ishtari on something that came second. What was Rav Yosef's example of where he wanted to apply Hayol v'ishtari ishtari? If Klal Yisrael were Rav Zavin and afterwards they became Rav Tomei Meis, you can't say if the first Tumah was something that's not ishtari, then when something comes later, now it's going to be matter the kamaisa. Rashi says that the svar of hayol the ishtari is basraisa loichamira lochmei kamaisa. If the first one is the ishtari, but in Rav Yosef's case, it's the second one that's the ishtari. So the Gemara says amalei. So I hear, let's tweak it. Dilma hachi kamar zu ruban tmei mesiv and asu zavin hayol vuchul the masal vuchul lizivasam. And Achanami, you're right. The nafkamina wouldn't be if the Klal Yisrael was first Rav Zavin and afterwards they became Rav tmei mes, because there it's the first one that's not ishtari. You need the first one to be the ishtari. It would be in the other case where Klal Yisrael was Rav tmei mes, then they became Rav Zavin. You'll say a svar of Hayol the Ishtri Ishtri. Amalei, and he said in Enochanami, that's what should come out. If there's a svar of Hayol the Ishtri Ishtri regarding the Metzorah and the Tfolyon, the Kari, it makes the sense to say the same exact svar of Klal Yisrael were first Rav Tomei Meis and afterwards they became Rav Zavin. But the Gemara says, is it still a Tzushtel? Is it Muchach that just because Ula said Hayol the Ishtri Ishtri regarding the Metzorah and the Tfolyon, the Kari, that he would say the same thing regarding Klal Yisrael, Vakati Loi Dami, why Metzorah Heteruhu? Metzorah, to enter the Harabayas and to be able to do the Matan Bahoinus in the Azorah, if you hold Biyah and Mikzah Shema Biyah, that's Hutra. Meaning, the Torah never asked the Mitzayra to enter the Makam HaMikdash. Although there's an idea, Tommy's not allowed to enter the Makam HaMikdash, but there's a Hutra, there's an exception to the rule, so to speak. As it relates to the Mitzayra, there's no wisdom. Where something is Hutra, tined as the Gemara, maybe you could say, Ha'ov Yishtari Yishtari, but Tumo Tchuyi, when Rav of Klal Yisrael Atome, in the halachas you can bring the Karban Pesach, it's not the pshat that there's no Isser Tumah that would be Kai Gavna, Avada there's an Isser Tumah, but there's a Tchiyah. Karban Tzibor has the ability to be Deiche Isser Tumah. So maybe, when do you say Hoyal V'Ishtari Ishtari, that's where it's Hetera. Hoyal V'Ishtari Ishtari, but Tumah Tchuyahi, Lahay Tchay, Lahay Lahay Tchay. So just because it's true, Ula holds it as far, Hoyal V'Ishtari Ishtari, maybe it's true for Mitzayra and for Yom Dekari, because Mitzayra is Hutra. So being that it's Hutra for Mitzayra, it's Hutra for Balkari. But Tumah, which is dechuya, maybe when something is dechuya, you don't say hayol v'ishtari ishtari. Maybe you only say it when it's hutra. You don't say it where it's dechuya. Amalei Rava. Rava said, Adar Rava, I think in Svar it should be just the opposite. Ipcha mistabra, mitzayra heteiruhu laha ishtaroi, laha lo ishtaroi. Tumah dechuya hi, mali cha dechuya, mali shtei dechuyas. I think it makes more sense in Svar to say hayol v'ishtari ishtari when something's dechuya rather than when it's hutra. So we have a machlik as a bayi v'rava. Does it make more sense to say the Svar of hayol v'ishtari ishtari by a hutra? Or does it make more sense to say the Svar of hayol v'ishtari by a dechuya? Again, what's the difference? Hutra means the issu was never said b'kai gavna. Tchuya means the issu was said. You just have a tchuya. Like for example, I say deichaloisa, I say kalayim b'tzitzis. It's not the pshat that when a person's wearing tzitzis, there's no issur kalayim. You're being over the issur kalayim. You also be mekayim the mitzvah. So you have to pick which one you want. Do you want to be over the ase or be over the loisa ase? So we say I say deichaloisa, I say. Hutra is the pshat that the issu was never said. What's a classic hutra? Eishasach b'makom yibum. The Torah never answered Eishasach b'makom yibum. So we have a shiloh. When is it more mistaber to say hayol v'ishtari ishtari? Is it more mistaber to say it by a hutra? Is it more mistaber to say it by a tchuyah? L'may nafkemina, could you shtel tzu ula svar of hayol v'ishtari ishtari that he said regarding the mitzayin and the tfilyayim to carry to the halacha of tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, where Rav Klal Yisrael were Tomei Tumas Meis, and then they became Rav Zav, could you say Hayov Yishtari Yishtari? But the Gemara says one thing you see clearly. Clearly, we're both of the opinion, Tumah Tchuyah b'tzibur, because really it's a Shaila and Shas, whether Tumah Hutra or Tumah Tchuyah. If Tumah is Hutra b'tzibur, then it's the same case. Then there's no difference between the two cases, the Mitzayra and the Tfoyim the Kari, and the Rav Tomei Meis and the Rav Zav. The whole Shaila is that being there it's Hutra and here it's Tchuyah, is it a Tzushtal or is it not a Tzushtal? Abaye had a super lumdus one way, Rava had a super lumdus the other way, both above are, you know, real lumdus. Leave that for the lumdus. But the bottom line is there's presupposing that Tumah is Tchuyah B'Tzibur. That's clear, even though it's a machlekes in Shas. By the way, that is the Rambam Shitas. Even though people always quote Tumah Hutshu B'Tzibur, but really the halacha is Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. There's an important Rashi here regarding Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur, but that's not our sugya. Zok de Gemara Vayter Leima Misayeya Le. So again, we have Ula who said in the name of Reish Lakish, a halacha of Tomei Shehichnis Yodai Lefnim Loike. If a Tomei would stick his hands into the Magam Azara, he would get Malchus. Why? Because a Tomei is not allowed to enter the Azara, and even a Biyah B'Miktas. How does he know that he's Makish Biel in Negiyah? Just like Negiyah, a Negiyah B'Miktas Shema Negiyah, so to a Biyah B'Miktas Shema B'Kviyah. Says the Gemara, B'chura, we have a Raya to this Chiddush. Kol HaSmicha Shal Yusham Karalim Ani Tekef HaSmicha Shechita. Every single time Smicha was done, so the first mitzvah that was done with the carbon was Smicha. It was done even before the Shechita. So the Smicha and the Shechita would happen in succession. It was Tekef L'Smicha, Shechita. Immediately after the Smicha, the Shechita was done. Chutz Mizu, with one exception. The exception is the carbon that the Mitzayra used to bring B'yoyim Shmini L'Taharasai. Why? Shehoyse B'Shar Niknar. Because where did the Mitzayra stand when he did the Smicha in Shar Niknar? She'im Mitzayra Yachal Ikanis L'Sham Ad Shemazam Amidam Chatasai. Because the Mitzayra wasn't allowed to enter the Azara until he brought the Tahayra from the Dam Achatos and from the Dam Ash. As a result, the Mitzayra, when he did the Smicha, he was standing in Shar Niknar. Where was the Shechita done? It had to be done in the Azara, not just any part of the Azara. He's bringing an Ashim and a Chata, so it has to be done in Tzof, in the Skatcha Gadashim. So it can't be taken. There's going to be a little bit of time that it's going to take from going where the Mitzayr is in Shar Niknar until the Azara. So says the Braisa Gishmak, Kol HaSmichos Koirani Aleyem Tekev L'Smicha Shechita. There's one Smicha in the world that couldn't go Tekev L'Shechita, and that is the Smicha of the Tchatas and the Ashram that the Mitzayr used to bring, because being that he's Tameh, he has no ability to do the Smicha, and as a result, you can't do it. Fake the Gemara. Now, if you're going to tell me Biyabim Mikes Leishma Biyah, what's the problem? Why can't he just stand in Shar Niknar, stick his hands into the Azara, and let him do the smicha, and then as soon as he does the smicha, you'll do the shechita? Why does the animal have to be in Shar Niknar? Why can't he stick his hands into the azara and do it right there? So the Gemara, Rav Yosef, it's going according to Rav Yosef Yehuda, the Amar Merchak Tzofen, who holds that the din Tzofen has to be al Yerech HaMizbech. Remember, there were three shitas and what the definition of Tzofen is. Again, this is one of the machlokesim that we have to internalize. But Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda's shita was that Tzofen means literally al Yerech HaMizbech. It had to be parallel to the Mizbech. Rashi says it's 22 amas away from the Shar Niknar. So even if Biyah B'Miktas Lo Yishma Biyah, and it's true the Mitzrayim is allowed to stick his hands into the Makom Azara, but still it's 22 Amos. It's fine to not going to be taken for Smicha Shechita. As a result, that's the pshat. You have no raya from the fact that you couldn't do take up the Smicha Shechita that Biyah B'Miktas is Loishma Biyah. Because maybe I'll tell you Loishma Biyah, but it's not going to make a difference because it's still going to take time. Now, Shar Niknar was on the Mizrach side of the Azara. As a result, it took time to get from Shar Niknar until the Tzofen part of the Mizbech. The Gemara's kasha is that the Mitzayr L'chura, if could have stood on the Tzofen side of the Azara. Now, the truth, there was no shar by the Tzofen side, but make a shar. Liavit Pishpish, make a little bit of a shar there. Let him stick his hands in. If Biyah B'Miktas Lo Yishma Biyah, it'll be Tzofen, because he's going to be parallel to the Mizbeach, and immediately you'll be able to do it. Zok to Gemara, Bayi Rav Dami Tshavai, Yaakob, Iksav Miyad Hashem, Olai Hiskel, Kol Malachos, Hatavnis, it's a Pasuk Gedivrei Hayomim, and we learn from there that it's not a Hefkervelt. You can't hire an architect and start designing the Beis HaMikdash. It had to be done based on the Nevuah that was given over by God HaChizah to David HaMelech, Rashi says. So it had to follow that blueprint, and if it didn't follow that blueprint, there'd be a problem. Being that there was no din to have a shahr over there, so you couldn't make a shahr on the Tzofen side. The only shahr is on the Mizrach side. That's Shar Niknar. Shar Niknar is too far, and that's why, regardless if Yehol Biva makes a Shma Biva, if Yehol Biva makes a Lo Shma Biva, there's no way to make it happen. Ikad Amri, some said a different teretz. Again, we were bringing a raya that Biva b'miktsa Shma Biva from the fact that there's no takeif for Smicha Shechita. Ordinarily, Smicha Shechita. But by the Mitzayra, there's no take of the Smicha Shechita. Why? Because he has to do Smicha in Shar Niknar. The Gemara thought that's a Raya. That what? Biyah B'Miktas Shma Biyah. Because Biyah B'Miktas Lo Yishma Biyah, do it in the Azar. So the first teretz the Gemara gave was, it's not a Raya. Because even if you're going to do it in the Azar, it's not going to be Tzofen.
because Hamani Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that Tzofen has to be literally Al Yerech HaMizbech. But the emes is, we had a Shitas Rebbe, he's one of the three Shitas mentioned, who argues Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. He holds the entire Tzofen part of the Azara, not only towards the Ulam and the Heichal, even in the other direction, is all considered Tzofen. So L'chura, according to Rebbe, this price shouldn't be true. Rabbi Yosef wasn't happy with that. So Amar Rabbi Yosef said, I can make this work even according to Rebbe. Meaning, even according to Rebbe, that holds that Tzofen extends all the way to the edge of the Azara, which would allow you to do a takeless smicha shechita, because Rashi says that the Shar Nikner, even though it was on the Mizrach, it was 10 amas wide, 5 amas were on the Tzofen side, and 5 amas were on the Darim side. So as a result, technically you could have made it work, but still Rabbi Yosef says, Kolasoy mechroyshe brubei machnes. The way you do smicha is you don't just stand there with your hands, you know, your back straight, shoulders forward, back, and you do smicha. You had to do it with the ganze ganzkeit. It's not possible, because if you're going to go in with your whole koyach, then already it's not just going to be a bit of a mitzvah. Oh, that already is not an option. So either the reason the mitzvah can't do it is because it's just not going to be tzofen, or the reason the mitzvah can't do it is because kol koyche be'inon. But regardless, you have no raya that be'ev mitzvah shmabia. It could be a mitzvah slay shmabia. Still, it would make sense that there was no way to accomplish a takeif l'smicha shchita. But the Gemara asks another kasha. We're saying that even though there's a din of takeif l'smicha shchita ordinarily, but the mitzayra b'shmini shalai is the exception, because there's no way for him to make it work. But frankly, I don't understand. If we hold that the smicha that the mitzayra did on the carbon asher is midai raisa, but takeif l'smicha shchita day raisa, and you hold that the din takeif l'smicha shchita is also day raisa, leil v'lismoich lehedya, then just do a regular smicha, the rachmana omar, because then the Torah say it's okay. I mean, is this the only problem with the Mitzayra? The Mitzayra is a machna leviyah. He's sticking his hands into it. The Mitzayra is anyways doing things that really he shouldn't be able to do. That was the first part of the daf. Hayol v'ishtri. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Like, what's going on over here? You tell me, I hear you have a chetimtza where you can't have a take of a smicha shchita. Why not? Because how's the Mitzayra going to do smicha? I hear. But l'chura, if there's a din smicha, if that's deiraisa, and take of the smicha shchita is also deiraisa, then just say that. Dosh state in Torah, that obviously, it's okay. Amar Rav Adar Master, Gzeir Shem Yabri B'Psiyas. You're right, Midei Raisa, you really could do it. It's only Midei Rabbanon, it's Gzeir. We're afraid that if the Mitzayra would go in, B'chol Koicha, you would enter completely to Tzafin, and he would do his Smicha. What happens if he takes an extra step in the wrong direction? He's already going to be getting involved in Chayvei Krisa, so they just didn't want him in. But Ein Chanami, Midei Raisa, he should. In other words, Yesh Koich B'Yad Chachomim, Lakir Dovim, and Atar B'Shev Al Taisa. He's ready to talk about that. We'll see if we have time. Ikad Amri Yomer, Adar Amas, No Smichas Oshem Mitzayr Dei Raisa. Maybe you could say that it's true, Smichas Oshem Mitzayr Dei Raisa. But the take of a Smicha Shchita Lav Dei Raisa. But Aloch of take of a Smicha Shchita is not Dei Raisa. What's the kasha? If smichas asher mitzayr is deiraisa, and take of the smicha shchita is deiraisa, so just do it. Yeah, it's only true if they're both deiraisa. Amar Rav Adar Bar Masna, take of the smicha shchita is not deiraisa. That's why there's no way to be matter it. But the Gemara says, how can you tell me take of the smicha shchita is not deiraisa? Meisvei, we had a braisa on daf lam beis amad aleph v'samach v'shachad mas smicha b'tahirim av shchita b'tahirim vi amar lav deiraisa b'tmeim nami mishkachas lo. So remember, we had the braisa that said that smicha has to be b'tahirim. Now, how do you know smicha has to be the b'tahir? So Rashi spoke out on the top of Taf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, and Rashi speaks of that over here as well, that the makar, that smicha has to be b'tahir, is because it's a din take of the smicha shchita. And being that the shchita has to be immediately after the smicha, obviously only a tahir could do smicha. Because a tamei can't do smicha in a place where immediately you're going to be able to do the shchita. But al kaponim, you see from here that the halacha of take of the smicha shchita is deiraisa. Because the halacha that smicha has to be b'tahirin is deiraisa. And that's all predicated on the halacha that take of the smicha shchita. So it clearly is deiraisa, says the Gemara. You're right. Ela epoch, smichas asher mitzayra lav deiraisa, the take of the smicha shchita is deiraisa. It's true. Both halachas are not deiraisa. Because if both halachas were deiraisa, go ahead and do smicha. Which one is not the deiraisa? It's smichas asher mitzayr, that's not deiraisa. Take of the smicha shchita is, why would smichas asher mitzayr not be deiraisa? So Rashi gives a reason, the bottom Rashi, kasover eino bechal shara shomay, she'eri eino ba'el lahachshar. Because the asher mitzayr served a different purpose than an ordinary asher. An ordinary asher was a mechaper, but this asher wasn't ba'al chet, it was about to be machshar, the mitzayr, to allow him to eat kachim, etc. So being that it's coming for hechshar, it's not treated like an ordinary asher, even though an ordinary asher has a din smicha, this asher is not going to have a din smicha. In other words, the Gemara had asked two kashas, just to summarize this omid. The Gemara brought a brice that said, "Kol asmichay shahayu sham, all smichay is koyran ni'aleihem, take of the smicha shchita." Chutz mizu, with the exception of the metzayra b'shmini shaloi, being that it was b'shar niknar, so there was no way to do the shchita immediately after the smicha. And essentially, the Gemara asked two questions. First kasha the Gemara asks is, if bia b'miktas lo yishma bia, why couldn't he stick his hands in into the azara and do the shchita right then and there? The teretz is tuterutzah. Number one, like Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, being that we're handling an asham needs safen, and only al yerech hamizbeach is safen. Shar Nikner is the eastern entrance. It's 22 amos away from the mizbeach, so it's vital not going to be taken by smicha shchita. Alternatively, the Gemara said that the way smicha works is kol koichai, and it's not possible to do kol koichai with a bia b'miktas. Kol koichai, by definition, means it's going to have to be a bia skula. That was the first question and the two terutzim that the Gemara gave. The second kasha the Gemara asked is that if there's a halacha that the asham of the mitzvah needed smicha, and there's a halacha of tekel smicha shchita, then why don't you just say it's mutter? What did Dine Doiraisa suggest? That it's mutter. And for that, the Gemara said one of two things. Either you have to say Gzeira Shem Yarbi B'Psias, it's true, Midei Raisa Taka should be okay, it's only Midei Rabbanan, it's not okay, or you have to say that one of those two things are not Dei Raisa. Which one's not Dei Raisa? You can't tell me Tekel Eschicha Shmit is not Dei Raisa, so it must be Smichas Asher Mitzayra, that's the din, that's not Dei Raisa. And we began with the Daf, with a summary of Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, which was the Gemara's Kasha on Rish Lakish, who hold Biba Mixa Shma Bia from the if he became a tful yom on that same day, so the halacha is it's okay for him to go through the tahira. I a tful yom is not allowed to enter the makom hamikdash. Yavi asay sheyesh by karis of pesach v'yitcha asay sheim by karis daasei b'tful yom. The Gemara's kasha was bishleim of bia b'miktas leishma bia. So what iser is the tful yom doing? Machne levia. That's an asay sheim by karis. But if bia b'miktas leishma bia, that means he's being over an asay sheyesh by karis, because when he sticks his hands into the makom hamik in the azara, that's a bia, and that's already a chay v'krisul. So high asay sheyesh. So what was the Gemara's first teretz? Hoyl v'ishteri ishteri. You know, I'm our second teretz. Linyan Malkus itmar. This chiddush of bia b'miktas shma bia was only said with regards to Malkus. It was never said with regards to Karis. That was Rish Lakish's lashon. Amar rula amar Rish Lakish tomish eichnas yadei lefnim leika. He never said Karis. What he said was leika. He said that there's going to be Malkus. And chenami, there's no Karis. If there's no Karis, it's not an asay sheyesh by Karis. All it is a Malkus. So yove asay de pesach, that's a yesh by Karis. It could be doicha the asay. And maybe the lois hasei with Malkus, but it's still not an asei sheyesh by chorus of a tful yoim entering machni shchin or bia b'miktas. Avad, if he enters with the ganz guy, that's chayvei krisus. But even the chiddush of bia b'miktas shma bia, that's Ravina's chiddush, was only said with regards to Malkus. It was never said with regards to chayvei krisus. Either way, the Gemara is going to go now me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, which is going to take us through daf lamed dalet. But before we go weiter, to ha'aris. Number one, so we have here a sugya of bia b'miktas shma bia. The Avnezer in a tshuva, it's in Yerideya, Simin Tof Nun was asked the shayla. The shayla he was asked was that there was a yid who said that he's been to Yerushalayim and he saw the yoshve Yerushalayim, they stick their hands, they even put tfitlach into the cracks in the Kosel HaMaravi. And he wanted to know why that's okay. L'chayra, bia b'miktza shma bia. And then this is the halachas machlik is Ramam Ravid. And the Ravid paskins bia b'miktza shma bia. So he wanted to know the shitas haRavid. You have to be chayish for that. How are you allowed to stick your hands into the cracks of the Kosel HaMaravi? L'chayra, bia b'miktza shma bia. So Avnezer says that really it's a very loaded question. And there's many different hanachlis that the shayl was assuming in his question. So we're going to not go through his tshuva. He actually has four simonim on this shayla. It's Tafnun, Tafnun Aleph, Tafnun Beis, Tafnun Gimel. It's an Arichus Neira on this sugya. But he says, number one, the halacha bia b'miktas shma bia that you find in Shas, it's the Gemara that we just learned, was said with regards to a bia in Machne Shechina. Right? What's the case? The Metzora who's sticking his behinis into the Azara. We're discussing a bia b'miktas into the Azara. Mehecha tesi, there's a halacha of bia b'miktas when it comes to Machne Levia. By Machne Shechina you find it. But by Machne Levia, loy matziru, number one. Number two, he says that who said the Oivei HaKoisel of the Koisel HaMaravi is considered already a bia? Maybe you're on the outside. Who said that's inside? What was the case of the Shar Niknar, where the Mitzayra stuck his hands into the, he's in the Avera Azara. Over here, you're not in the Avera Azara, you're toich the Oive Yakoisel. So make a taste, that's even going to be a Biba Mikzas. But one thing is clear that Avinezer presupposed in this whole tshuva, and that is that entering, going beyond, going on the other side of the Koisel HaMaravi would constitute not entering the Azara, it would constitute entering the Harabais. And that's based on a Mitzayra that we have, that the Koisel HaMaravi is not the Chimus Azara. It's the chayma of the Harabais. And as a result, the other side of the Koisel HaMaravi is Nachton Leviyah. So it would be a shayla, be a b'mitzas on Nachton Leviyah. And thus, Klai Tavnei Nezer. In Shas, you find be a b'mitzas regarding Machne Shechina. You don't find it with regards to Nachton Leviyah. So he says that's one of the things that we have to be mevarer in this very, very lengthy tshuva. We have to determine whether it's going to be halacha, be a b'mitzas. But al-Kopanim, that's clearly understood in the Nezer's Tshuva, and then it says, right, most people know that, that the Koisel HaMaravi was not the Koisel of the Azara, but it was the Koisel of the Harabais. Meaning, when we walk up, we're in that square right in front of the Koisel, you're not standing on the Harabais. To the contrary, you're on the wrong side of the Harabais. Then it says, Ramesha Feinstein in a Tshuva, if you want to look it up, it's the last Tshuva in Archaim Chelik Beis. So Ramesha, it's Simin Kuf Yud Gimel, discusses it in the end of a Tshuva. He says, V'ulai enoi barur kol kach, eza Koisel he. Referring to the Koisel HaMaravi, im hi kabbalah brura shehu Koisel HaMaravi shal Harabayis, or he says Ramosha, maybe it was the Koisel HaAzara shachiri beis hakapayis. Unbelievable! And he says, "Is a rizig an afkumina? Someone that's tame. We're all tame mace today. Are you allowed to go to the Koisel? You're not allowed to go to the Koisel. If it's the Chaimis HaAzara, that means when you go to the Koisel, you're standing on the Harabayis." Tommy Mason allowed to go to the Harabais. If it's the Koisel of the Harabais, then it's going to be okay. See, he says, "Kimidumani shebesefer shelas David lagoyin Rav David mikarlin mestapik ba Koisel ezahu." And then he says, "Ulai zeh hatam hagoyin Rav Yitzchak Zev mibrisk zatzal the brisker of shamru olav shalei holach el Koisel hamaravi michshash tumah." Says maybe he's heard that the brisker of didn't want to go to the Koisel because of a chshash tumah. He says maybe that's what he was worried about. Maybe the brisker of wasn't certain that it's the Koisel of the Harabais. Maybe it's the Koisel of the Azara. See, entering the Harabais, you're dealing with some serious issues over here. But Ramosha says, "Aval ani tomeya ki mokem shemispalulim shom hu vade kabola midayrus Rabbi Seinu harishonim shemutal leilich l'shom ve'eich shayach lachlik aleim." Ramosha, how could you argue with the Mesira? The Mesira is that Yidden for hundreds and hundreds of years have been going to the Koisel HaMaravi, and we should now suddenly be mefakfeg that maybe this Mesira is wrong, and maybe we're all tomei meis and we're chalila going on the Harabais, a place that we're not let her go. So it says Ramosha, it's poshut l'chayr like the Avni Nezer and Azovis is taka mekubal and unzer mesayr that the Koisel HaMaravi is not the Koisel of the Azara, but rather it's the Koisel of the Harabais. That's the first star. The second star is going backwards, just to lighten it up a little bit. So the Perek, which we began this morning, discussed kol apsulin sheshachtu shchitasam ksheira. Then the Mishnah said sheshchita ksheira bizarin. Tosfos makes a gevaldi gediyik in the sugya. Tosfos says that from the Gemara it's mavur, that not only is a woman allowed to shecht, kachin, but it's even lekatchila. It's not even a bediyavit. Lekatchila, if an isha wants to do it, there's no reason to stop her from doing it. How does he know that? So Tosfos makes a beautiful pshatav v'cheshbon in the Gemara. Because the Gemara asks the kasha, kol apsulin sheshachtu shchitasim ksheira. It sounds like bediyavit in lekatchila loy. And what did the Gemara say? Why did it say bediyavit? Agav Tmeya, because a tummy is only allowed to shech b'di'evit, because we're afraid that he might touch the basar. Says Tosfos, why didn't the Gemara say that? The reason it said b'di'evit was agav noshen. So Maisoi says Tosfos that an ish is allowed to shech likat chila. And Tosfos says, if that's the case, mikan tshuva. This is a taina lemasha kasev behilchis eretz yisrael. The noshem lo yeshchadu. This is a sefer. It's called hilchis eretz yisrael. And in hilchis eretz yisrael, it says that a woman shouldn't shech. Even chulin, mepnei she daiton kala, says Tosfos, it can't be. Because in our Mishnah, in our sugyas mavur, then not only is a woman allowed to shecht, she can even shecht kachin. So if she could shecht kachin, kal v'chayim, she should be able to shecht chulin. This Tosfos, which is the first Tosfos in the third parak of Masechta Zlachim, is also the very first Tosfos in Masechta Zchulin. The first Tosfos chulin that beis and aleph, Tosfos starts. The Mishnah says, hakol sheichtim v'shchitas and chair. That's of course discussing shchitas chulin. Says Tosfos, kasu b'hilchas Eretz Yisrael, dinoshim lo yish. Brings this raya over here in the beginning of the third pack. So what exactly is this Hilchas Eretz Yisrael? Hilchas Eretz Yisrael says that women are not allowed to shecht, even chulin. Tosfos says it's wrong, but there's some safer called Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Where is it exactly? So if you take a look at the Mardchai, and again, also right in the beginning of the Masechta Schulin, so the Mardchai quotes this Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, and he adds one line, hashtag rest of the story, says the Mardechai Kosev Rabbeinu Baruch Ra'isi Kosev Behilchas Shchita Shehevi Rab Eldad Ben Machli Haba Me'aseres HaShvatim. Omar, he said, Yeshua said, Mipi Moshe, Mipi Agvura. A whole list of Hilchas Shchita. And one of the things that he wrote in his Hilchas Shchita was that Noshe Maron supposed to Shecht. And the Mardechai says exactly what Tosfos says. It's not true, based on this raya from the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Kol HaPsul. So what's the rest of the story? What exactly was Hilchas Eretz Yisrael? It was delivered, Hevi Reb Eldad Ben Machli, Haba Me'aseres HaShvatim, who had this sefer as a Messiah from Yeshua ben Nun, who heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, who heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoidoi uva'atzmei. So who exactly is this Eldad ben Machli? So the truth is, Eldad ben Machli is also known as Eldad Hadani. And his story has actually been chronicled. There's books and svarim that have been written about Eldad Hadani. It's a fascinating story. It's dramatic. It reads rather excitingly. But the synopsis is he lived during the 9th century. And he shows up one day into the Heimische Kreisen. He says he's coming from Eastern Africa. He said he lives together with the rest of his Shevet Dan. He says that when the Aseres HaShvatim were taken into Golus, they survived the initial exile. And he says there's four Shvatim that live together. Dan, Asher, Gad, and Naphtali. He himself is from Dan. And he told a story. He said that him and one of his tribesmen from Shevet Asher decided that they're going to travel the world together. So they go out together on a ship. The ship was taken captive by cannibals. He says that his friend, who was from Shevet Asher, was a much bigger person than he was, and as a result, the cannibals did what they had to do with him. They ate him. Said he was a skinny person, so they weren't interested in him. They threw him into a pit, and they fed him day after day after day, and they were going to fatten him up, and then eventually they were going to eat him. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, a group of pagans, people that worship fire, come, and they take over this village of cannibals. They take him into captivity. One thing led to another. He was sold. He somehow got out free. He made a few shekels, and now he's touring the world. Bottom line is, he shows up and he starts telling people his story. He tells them about how they give Dalet Mises Bezdin where he comes from. He talks about the Sambatya, and he has these fantastic tales that he was telling about the Aseres HaShvatim. And most people accepted what he had to say. Not just that, he came with halachas. His halachas primarily were Hilchas Shchita. It's these Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. It's what Tosfos Masechtes Chulin Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos Masechtes Zvachim Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Mardechayim, is what all the Rishonim quote as Hilchas Shchita, Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. It came from Eldad Adoni. It's this merchant who came, allegedly, from Shevet Dan. It's interesting that the Eben Ezra in Parshas Shmos, so the Eben Ezra over there says that he found in a sefer Divrei Hayomim something about Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, "Vashikasa b'Divrei Hayomim al tamin v'klal oy malacha." He says, "I'm going to tell you a rule. If you want to look it up, it's Perik Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis. V'klal oy malacha. Kol sefer shalei kozvu neviim oy chachamim mipi a kabbalah ein lismay galav. V'av ki yesh by dvarim shemakchishen hadasar. Don't trust anything unless it was written by neviim and chachamim." It's a waste of time. Don't trust the sefer. It's not reliable. It's not a good source. Says the Eben Ezra. I'll give you a few examples. Sefer Zerubbabel, v'gam sefer Eldad Hadoni, v'adoy melehem. So the Eben Ezra quotes sefer Eldad Hadoni, not to rely on it. Rishayim, it sounds like we're relying on it. They're working with it. Kosev, if they held it was stam narish and it was silly and it was shtusim, why are they quoting it? So obviously they gave it some credibility. They gave it some chashivas. But either way, you want to know the rest of the story. That's the story of Eldad Hadoni. A little bit more Gemara. Then a lot more rates. Zok the Gemara, weiter. So we had here a halacha of Ula in the name of Reish Lakish. What was the halacha? It says bechol kodesh leisiga that la mikdash leisavai. So we're makish negia lebia, just like negia b'miktzas shma negia. You don't have to touch kachim with your entire guf in order to be over the iser of Bechol Kodesh Leisiga. So too, Bia B'miktas, Talach Ishma Bia. Says the Gemara, Yasser Ravin Amar Abavol, Inyan Tomish Naga B'Kodesh Itmar. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said he heard from Abavol, who heard from Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. That people quote this Reish Lakish wrong. People think that Reish Lakish learned from that Pasuk, Ahalacha Bia B'miktas. Reish Lakish never said Bia B'miktas Shma Bia. Not being a gay chorus, not even being a gay Malkus that wasn't Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said a whole different Ahalacha. What did he say? Itmar, Tomish Naga B'Kodesh. If a Tomish touches Kodesh,
Rish Lakish Amal like the Rabbi Yochanan in it like. Rish Lakish Amal like Rish Lakish said that if Tommy touches Kachem, he gets Malkus because it says Bechol Kodesh Loisiga. Rabbi Yochanan in it like. How would be Trum accept? That pasuk is discussing Trum. Meaning, if a Tommy touches Kachem, does he get Malkus or does he not get Malkus? According to Rish Lakish, he gets Malkus. Bechol Kodesh Loisiga, what does Kodesh mean? What the man on the street probably would think it means. I mean, what Kodesh is me Losh and Kachem. It's this name Shirish, right? According to Rish Lakish, it's right. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's wrong. Rabbi Yechon says when it says Bechol Kodesh, it means Truma. Rabbi Yechon has a riot from the Sukkah to bring Truma. I shouldn't you say Kal V'chaymer? Rashi says no. So it's true. If a Tomei would touch Truma, he would get Malkus. But if a Tomei would touch Kachim, he would not get Malkus. Rish Lakish says the Gemara. Hi Krol, Hachi Udasa. Is that true that that Pasuk Kodesh is coming to tell me that a Tomei is not allowed to touch Kachim? Hi Boy Leazar Loichel Basuk Kodesh. I needed to teach me something else. I needed to tell me that a Tomei is not allowed to eat kachim. Not that a tummy is not allowed to touch kachim, but rather that a tummy is not allowed to eat kachim. Now, isn't every time you eat something, aren't you touching it? It's tzvasem, it's kasha, and the tzvasem says it's possible to eat something without touching it if it's tochav besa bliya. But either way, that's the Gemara's kasha. How can you tell me Rish Lakish holds b'chol kodesh loisig is coming to tell me azara and a malchus for a tummy that touches kachim? I needed to teach me an azara loichav basa kodesh itmar azara loichav basa kodesh mei. What's the azara? How do you know that Tomei is not allowed to eat basar kachim. Shlokish Amay Shlokish says it's this pasuk. Bechol kodesh loisiga. Rabbi Yochanan says Tony Bardel. He heard from the Chacham Bardel. Asu Tomasu Tomasu Mibias Mikdash. Learned out from Igzer Shava from the Isser that a Tomei has to enter the Beis Hamikdash. Ma lahalam Onash Vehizer. Just like a Tomei, if he enters the Beis Hamikdash, is chayiv katz. But nishnor dem. If a Tomei enters the Beis Hamikdash, he also gets Malkus. There's an Azara Afkan. So too a Tomei that eats kachim. Just like he's chayif chorus, so too there's going to be an azara. Onash v'hizer. But the bottom line is, what do we need from this? We need one nekuda. Rish Lakish, the Gemara said, Ravin heard from Rabbi Avo, learned from Bechol Kodesh Leisiga and Azara, that a Tomei is not allowed to touch Kachim. And here we have a Meseira, that what did Rish Lakish learn from Bechol Kodesh Leisiga? That a Tomei is not allowed to eat Kachim. The Gemara's cash is, you can't learn both Azaras from the same Pasuk. So which one is it? Says the Gemara, it's really both. How could you learn two things? So the Gemara says, Tomei Shenoga Bechodesh. Now you have an Azara in this Pasuk, that a Tomei is not allowed to touch Kachim. That's from the fact that the Torah used the Lashon Negiyah. Azara Loichel. What's the Azara Loichel? Mid the Iskish Kodesh LeMikdash. From the fact that we're Makish Kodesh LeMikdash, as a result, you end up having both. But the bottom line is from the fact that the Torah used the Lashon Negiyah, so that's a Hisafa, that not only do you see from here an Azara that a Tomei is not allowed to eat Kachim, but you also have an Halacha that a Tomei is not allowed to touch Kachim. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavase, the Reish Lakish, Bechol Kodesh Leisiga, Azara Loichel. Bechol Kodesh Leisiga, and Azara Loichel. Ato Ema Azara Loichel, Oye Eina Yelo Linegeya. It says Loisiga, Talmud Loimar, Bechol Kodesh Leisiga, Ve'ela Mikdash Leisavoy. Makish Kodesh Lemikdash, Ma Mikdash Lovish Yesh Benetilas Nishama. Just like a Tommy that enters the base of Mikdash is Chayiv Koris, Av Kodesh, so too when it says Bechol Kodesh Leisiga, must be a Dover of Koris, Dovish Yesh Benetilas Nishama, Ibn Egeya. And if the Pasuk is talking about Tommy merely touching the Kachim and not eating the Kachim, Netilas Nishama Miyika, Ela Bachila, the only time you have Koris is Bachila, you don't have it by Negiya. Ela Mai must be that the Pasuk is referring to a Tomei she'ochel as HaKodesh. So what is this? It's a tiny kavasi to one of the two things Rish Lakish said. Rish Lakish learned from Bechol Kodesh Leisiga Sayin Azara to a Tomei she'nogah b'Kodesh and Sayin Azara to a Tomei she'ochel b'Kodesh. We have here a Mefurish Abraisa that says Bechol Kodesh Leisiga is an Azara for Tomei she'ochel Kodesh. But it's Tanya Kavasa Rish Lakish and not the Rabbi Yochanan in the sense that Rish Lakish was the one who learned from Bechol Kodesh Leisiga a Mekar that a Tomei is not allowed to eat kachim. Rabbi Yochanan learned it from somewhere else. Rabbi Yochanan learned that Asya Tumasai Tumasai. Either way, going back to some of the raid we were talking about before, and that is the halachas of Shechita. So the Mishnah says that Kol apsulin sheshachtu shechitasam kshera, sheshachita kshera bezorim ubenoshim ubeavodim ubetmei. So all psulin are allowed to do Shechita, because Shechita lava vaydehi. And the Mishnah gives an example of some of the psulim, Zorim, Noshim, Avodim, and Tmeim. Now, one of the psulim the Mishnah mentions is Noshim. If you remember, when we started the second perek, so we mentioned the Diyuk of the Achrayim. There, the Mishnah discussed all the psulim that are not allowed to do Kabbalah. They can't do Ailacha. They can't do Zrika. And the Mishnah gave a whole list of psulim. Kol Asvachim Shekiblu Dom, Zor, Oining, Ful Yom, Mechusa Kippurim, Mechusa Begodim, Shalai Rochas Yidayim, Veraglayim, Oral Tome Yoshit, Oymed Al Gabi Kelim, Al Gabi Behem, Al Gabi Ragli Chaveroi, Kibel B'smal, a whole list of psulim. And what did the Mishnah not mention? Noshim. So Shtalzuch Deshaila, what happened to Noshim? So we spoke out, Achroim and the Minchaschinach, they say it in the Shiurim, that based on the Rambam, the Rambam says that what's the definition of a Zor? A Zor is Kol She'enoi Mibzera Aharoim Haschor. So just like someone that's a Yisrael is considered a Zor, so too someone that is a child of a Kohen, but not a Zohar. In other words, a Bas Kohen, an Isha, is also going to be a Zohar. In other words, an Isha is Nichlal and Zohar. So once the Mishnah says, Kol Asvachin Shekiblu Dom and Zohar, so you don't have to say Noshim. In our Mishnah, you have to say Noshim. Why do you have to say Noshim? Because our Mishnah is mentioning the Psulim that are kosher. So a Zohar is kosher, but you would have thought that maybe an Isha has a Bazundar Psul. Kamash Malon, that a Zohar is kosher and an Isha is possible. I mean, when you say Zohar is possible, I know an Isha is possible too. Because an Isha is a Zohar. But when I say Zohar is kosher, it doesn't necessarily mean that an Isha is kosher. That's why the Mishnah has to say, Shashchita Ksheira Bezorim. Oh, and by the way, Noshim as well. Don't think that there's some Yuchitig Psul when it comes to Noshim. Noshim are going to be included as well. So our Mishnah, the Mishnah really, and after Tezvav, on the base, didn't mention a word about Noshim. The Mishnah Lamed Aleph on the base mentions Noshim, but that's the Mishnah that discusses the Psulim that are kosher. But the Mishnah that discusses the Psulim that Apostle mentions Zorim, but the Mishnah over there did not mention Noshim. Stating that, there's another Mishnah. There's a Mishnah Masechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph, Vishmakarit. The Mishnah says as follows, Hasmichois, Vahachnufois, Vahagoshois, Vahakmitzois, Vahaktorois, Vahamelikois, Vahakabolois, Vahazois, Noyagim Banoshim, Veloibinoshim, Chutz mi Mincha, Soita, Venezir, and Shehim Menifois. So the Mishnah gives a whole list of Avoidois that are Noyagois Banoshim, Veloibinoshim. So it's not a Mishnah Mesechtes Vachim, but it's tucked away. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav Amenav. And there's a whole long Geshmaka Gemara. The Gemara says, I'll pick a few. Tenufois, how do you know that women can't do Tenufa? Don't have a pasuk. Dabro bnei Yisrael vehenef. Bnei Yisrael menifois ve'im benois Yisrael menifois. Hagashos. How do you know a woman can't do hagasha? The chesiv is zoyus teres amincha akori voice bnei aharon. Bnei aharon v'loy benois aharon. V'chula v'chula. The Gemara makes pesukim for each one of the avodas that are mentioned in that mission over there. How do you know that a woman is not allowed to do it? Freik taisus akasha ve'im toimer. Am I itzrich krab the Gemara lemutei nashim? Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that a woman can't do avoda? Teipik lei the kulu mitzvah aseish as mangarom. Teipik lei all avodas are mitzvah aseish as mangarom. We know avoida had to be done during the day. Avoida wasn't allowed to be done at night. So if all avoida is had to be done during the day, that means an avoida is a mitzvah saseh shaz mangarob. If it's a mitzvah saseh shaz mangarob, and Hashem always puts. So why do I need bezunder a pasuk for tenufa for agosha and for this and for that? Typically, it's all a mitzvah saseh shaz mangarob. And Tosfos gives a teretz. I heard many years ago from Moshe Meyer Lederman Shlita. He said a teretz. I believe b'shem the Malbim. He said a dover nifla. Said that the Gemara says, what's the makar? How do we know that Noshim HaPotter from Mitzvah Saseh has Mangaroma? So it's Halacha Revachi Bi Yisrael. Noshim HaPotter from Mitzvah Saseh has Mangaroma. So the Gemara says, you know that? We know that because Noshim are Potter from Talmud Torah. And being that Noshim are Potter from Talmud Torah, they're Potter from Tefillin. Listen to the Cheshbin, because Tefillin is Iskash for Talmud Torah. What's the Hekish? It says v'shinantam levanecha, which is Talmud Torah. Uksiv basrei ukshartem loisayotcha. Rashi in Mesechtes Kedushin left Talmud. So once you know that Noshim apater from Talmud Torah, you know that apater from Tefillin. Tefillin gomel ami Talmud Torah. Ma Talmud Torah Noshim pturis av Tefillin Noshim pturis. And once we know that Noshim apater from Tefillin, and Tefillin is a mitzvah esish as mangaroma, so that teaches me to all mitzvahs esish as mangaroma, the Noshim are going to be potter. So that's the rest of the story. You know Noshim apotter from mitzvah esish as mangaroma, it's all learned out from Tefillin. Noshim apotter from Tefillin, Tefillin is a mitzvah esish as mangaroma, for two reasons. Number one, you only wear Tefillin during the day. Number two, you only wear Tefillin on Shabbos. So Tefillin is a mitzvah esish as mangaroma, and Noshim apotter, so we learn from there, it's a binyan av that Noshim are going to be potter from all mitzvah seishas mangro. Now, how do you know that Noshim are potter from Tefillin? Because it's Iskish le Talmud Torah, and we know that Noshim are potter from Talmud Torah. Said the Malbim Macharifos. We know the rule is that in Kachim, Dover Halomid Behekish, Imi Chazir Malamid. It's a halacha, psuka, it's halacha l'meishim Sinai.
that when it comes to kachim, a dover halom made me hakish, something that I only know mikayach hakish, can't be chayzer malachus. I said the Malbim, what's the makar that mitzvah saseh is mangarama? It's a dover halom made me hakish, that's me chayzer malachus. Tefillin has learned that hekish from Talmud Torah, and that's now going to teach me to call a Torah Kula. That only works for Shar Parashis in the Torah. But by Kachim, Dover Alam, the hekish is in a Chayzer Malami. So if that's the case, then by Kachim, you don't have the Alacha, the Mitzvah Sage is Mangaramo. Nashim are going to be Potter. So the Malbim said, that's the Torah, it's a Taisus Kasha. Taisus has the Kasha, why do I need Psukim to tell me that Nashim are Potter from doing Avoida? Typically, it's a Mitzvah Sage is Mangaramo. Zok the Malbim, there's no Mitzvah Sage is Mangaramo when it comes to Kachim. Because Mitzvah Sage is Mangaramo is a Dover Alam, the hekish that's Chayzer Malami. And by kachim davar alam behekish in the chayzer malamit. So Meshamayr was moisef based on the goyin that we spoke out only a few weeks ago. Tosfos Kiyadua asks a very very famous kash, one of the most famous tosfos in Shas. Kedushin chavtesa meralef. The Gemara over there says mitzvah of ala ben. Only fathers are chayiv, mothers aren't chayiv. And what's the first one? Mila. So a father has an obligation to mal his son, not a mother. How do you know that? It's a pasuk. It says Vayomer Avram is Yitzchok benoy ben shmeinas yomim kashetziva oisoya lekim oisavia loyisa. So it's a father's chayiv, it's not a mother's chayiv. Freik tois is vim toy mal lomeli kra. Why you need a pasuk to tell me that a mother doesn't have an obligation to mal his son? Typically, it's a mitzvah saseh shas mangaramo nashma poter from all mitzvah saseh shas mangaramo. Why is it a mitzvah saseh shas mangaramo? Number one has to be during the day. Number two, piyoy. Mashmini, so the chura, it's a classic quintessential mitzvah essence as man grew up. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that mothers don't have to do bris milah for their sons? That potter from all mitzvah essence as man grew up. So Rabbi Shemayr said, like this malbim, you could say gevaldik, because we spoke out the goyim. The Medrash in Parashas Emor, where the Medrash says, Ishva hakosuv din adam l'din behema. That just like behema, there's halacha mechusas man, it's only b'yei mashmini v'holo yei rotze. The same is true when it comes to a child. Din adam, b'yei mashmini yimel b'sar alos. In the Goyin in Birak Ros says that there's a thief guide in this Medrash. You know what the thief guide is? When you do bris milah, you're being makriv a carbon. The child is a carbon. That's why the sandik is like a makdik a tayrus. And that's why the zalocha that the Abiya Ben has to be standing by the mile. Because the zalocha of Tishmeru, akriv libe mayadai. The zalocha of Tishmeru, that he has to be standing there. The bala carbon has to be oimid al carbonic. That's why the chamu mesakim my mothers. That's the beginning of the fourth paragraph of mesak tistainis. But the bottom line is that milas kachin. Oh, milas kachin. There's no mitzvah asesh's mangarama. Because it's a dover alama behekesh emi chayzim alam. Which is saying with one last ha'ara. And that is Tosfos over there. And daflamid vav. This one is on Amid Beis. The first one is the bottom Tois Islam Vav and Aleph. This is the top Tois Islam Vav and Beis, a much smaller Tois. Tois asks another kasha. So again, we have a Mishnah that mentions all the avoiders that Nashim are excluded from. And the Gemara brings Psukim for each individual avoider. Frey Tois, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a woman can't do the avoida? Typically, in order to do the avoida, you had to wear big day kahuna. Could a woman wear big day kahuna? Taisus assumes not. So, if that's the case, an isha is always a mechusa begadim. Bizman she bigdeyim aleim kunasim aleim ein bigdeyim aleim ein kunasim aleim. It's freik taisus. Every isha is nacha mechusa begadim. So, out mechusa begadim, she anyways can't do the avoda. Azoy freik taisus. And taisus has two terutzim. The yesh loymar the mayri shalof shuas abegadim. It's talking about when she was wearing the begadim. Inami yesh loymar kiven shloin etstavu be bigdey kohuna. It could be mechusa begadim is only when there's a din to wear begadim and you're not wearing the begadim, then there's halacha mechusa begadim. But being that an isha presumably doesn't have the tzivoy of big day kahuna, as a result, she wouldn't be considered a mechusa begadim if she wasn't wearing the big day kahuna. But Tosfos's first teretz is the yesh loymar the mayri shalav shuas begadim. It's talking about where she was wearing the begadim. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Gilyoni Ashas, says, I don't understand Tosfos. How could Tosfos say that it's talking about a woman was wearing the big day kahuna? There's no way a woman could wear big day kahuna. It's not possible. The Torah says, loy silbash, loy yilbash, a man's not allowed to wear ladies' clothing and a lady's not allowed to wear men's clothing. The big day kahuna tied at Rabbi Yosef Engel was l'chayra men's clothing. If it was men's clothing, then l'chayra is an isloy silbash. So how could Tosfos say, v'yei shloimar, the mayri shalav shu sabi godim? Rabbi Yosef Engel says, I don't even understand that Tosfos can entertain such a possibility. Bechayte askira, to them it says you could be mafalful mechtes anai. Maybe Tosfos still needs to know what would be if she weren't. She'll be over the isloy silbash, but still, at the end of the day, the avoda would be an avoda. She wouldn't be a mechusik begadim. Kamash malah we need, but that's Rabbi Yosef Engel's kashim l'yoyin hashas. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, I think that this Tosfos is a raya to something that the Marsha says in Masechtas Nedarim Daf Mem Tesamid Beis. The Gemara over there tells the story of Rabbi Yehuda Barabi Loi. Every time it says in Shas Ahu Chassid, it's referring to Rabbi Yehuda Barabi Loi. And the Gemara there tells a story. Rabbi Yehuda Barabi Loi was very, very poor. He was so poor that him and his wife had one article of clothing that they used to share. And the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yehuda would go outside, he would wear the clothing. And when Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi's wife, would go outside, she would wear the clothing. And the Gemara says something beautiful. The Gemara says that when Rabbi Yehuda would put on that article of clothing, he would make a bracha. Baruch shalatani me'il. He felt so blessed. He felt like he had so much. He was so sameach bechelkai that even though he was such an ani ve'evyon, he literally had to share one me'il, one robe with his wife. But at the same time, when he put it on, he would make a bracha b'shem u'malchus, baruch she'otani me'il. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. Freik the marsha manafshach. Was this beged a beged ish, or was it a beged isha? If it was a beged ish, how was his wife allowed to wear it? And if it was a beged isha, how was she allowed? How was he allowed to wear it? So freik the marsha manafshach says Tosfos, you have to say that it was a beged that wasn't meyuchad le'ish, and it wasn't meyuchad le'isha. And such a beged, anybody's allowed to wear. It's true. Something that's meyuchad dafka le'ish, and isha's not allowed to wear. Something that's meyuchad dafka to isha, and isha's not allowed to wear. But something that's lav dafka for an isha or for an isha, so an isha or an isha could wear. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe that's Pshat and Taisis. Maybe Taisis held there wouldn't be an isser of la yilbash if a woman would wear the big day kahuna. Why? Because it wasn't miyuchad le'ish. If it wasn't miyuchad le'ish, to the extent that a woman would have a din to do the avodah, so she'd be allowed to wear the begadim. She'd be allowed to wear the begadim. Mechateza, there should be a nisal yubash. What came to mind was the Ramban that we spoke about, where the Ramban says that these big day kahuna weren't miyuchad le'kayhanim. These were the begadim. Again, something that umalu mikra amri we'd never be able to say. But the Ramban says an unbelievable chiddush. He says that the big day kahuna were begadim that the malachim used to wear. So if kings used to wear it, not queens, so maybe you have to know who exactly used to wear it, but either way, just a little bit of raid.